ports of call deep in the heart of the province. During winter and spring, when the river was frozen over, ships were forced to make their landfalls in Canada at the ports of Halifax, Nova Scotia, and St. John, New Brunswick. Although fine deep-water ports, these two oceanfront cities lay hundreds of miles and many hours by train from Quebec City and Montreal, the inland hubs of Canadian commerce, and the points where immigrants from Europe wanted to disembark. By 1914, the Empress of Ireland had proudly flown the checkered red and white banner of the Canadian Pacific Railway for 8 years. Along with her sister ship, the Empress of Britain, the Empress of Ireland had made 95 transatlantic crossings for the giant Canadian Transportation Company without major problems. The two vessels were the pride of the railway line, and the line had much to be proud of. The two identical vessels were the epitome of modern design. The Empress of Britain was launched in 1905, and the Empress of Ireland followed on Saturday, January 27, 1906. Both ships were fittingly referred to as the Empresses of the Atlantic. From stem to stern, each measured 548 feet 9 inches. From port to starboard rail, they stretched 65 feet 7 inches. From the keel to the uppermost deck,